about the black stuff that forms around chimney?
Soot.
Oh, okay. And what do you call the things that are left in the bottom?
Ashes.
Okay. And what if they're very, very light, the color of the swan you say there?
You call them wood ashes.
Okay. Another word?
Real fine.
You'll say white.
Just white, real
yeah.
Fine white ashes.
Okay. And what is this right here?
That's a chair.
Okay. And you would say this is a, using, trying to describe the color, you'd say
it's
this.
Just green.
Oh, okay. So it's a...
green and white.
Okay. Or say, using the word, the whole word, say this is a
green chair.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you call a larger piece of furniture than, say, a chair? With has enough room for two or three people to sit on.
A buffet or a sofa or something like that.
Okay. What's you said that first word you used.
A buffet is wrong. That's a sideboard term.
Oh.
To a fancy set, you know, like a dinette set for a dining room.
Mm-hmm.
That's a buffet is. But a dinette, not a dinette, but a sofa, and then there's what's called settees, but it'll hold about two or something like that.
Okay. Well, what do you call a piece of furniture in usually a family bedroom? It has drawers in it and the closet?
A dresser.
Okay. The room where you sleep is called?
The front room.
Okay. Or another word?
Or a bedroom or living room, what you want to call it.
Okay. Let's see. Pieces of items that you can find in a room, like chairs, tables, rugs, lamps. How would you classify them? One word. Rugs, lamps. How would you classify them? One word.
Well, in one word, I have. You mean structure-wise, or just?
Or just as items, you say, all pieces of.
I don't know what I can.
You might go to one store.
Antiques.
Well, what if they weren't old? You just went to a store that sold.
Odds and ends, and for just going there to pick out something like a chair, and then you'd go pick out something of other variety, and let me see.
Like a bed?
Yeah, you take a bedstead, such as that.
But if you went to a store, what kind of store would you go to?
You go to a furniture store.
Okay. What do you call those things that you pull down? Shut the light out. Okay.
The blinds,
yeah.
You mentioned blinds and the shades.
Okay. And how about the ones that you pull?
You draw them. You roll up. Yeah, that's the window shade.
Oh, okay. What do you call a little room off of a bedroom that you usually use to hang clothes in?
Clothes closet.
Okay. What if sometimes people didn't have a built-in? And they'd have something that's movable.
Just clothes rack. Just have a clothes rack you can move around.
Oh, how about a piece of furniture that it's got room?
Mm-hmm. You call that you've got them built together. You've got a clothes chest and a chest of drawers.
What do you call those?
A chest of drawers. See, you've got your chest that you can hang clothes in. And then you've got your drawers down below down there too,
mm-hmm.
that you can put stacks of wood in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, different kinds of, maybe you want to use some for linen or maybe for your own use, your own personal items, clothes.
But how do you distinguish that between the one that just has nothing but drawers in it?
A chest. And you've got a regular clothes chest. And then you've got
What is that something like that you pull up? Is it like a box or is that?
It stands up, it's up high, like this, and it's got a door that you can open it up, two doors you can open it up,
uh-huh.
and it's got a rack in there that you can hang clothes on.
Do you even have a mirror?
Well, now that mirror comes with what they call a vanity chest. You see, you got a thing that up here on about twice as wide, it's about 2 feet wider than that thing we have with the drawers in it.
Mm-hmm.
About so wide, it comes on up here. And then you've got an offset it down here.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got a big mirror down there, and then you've got 2 feet drawers down here below there.
Mm-hmm.
That you can put the different items in.
I see, okay. What do you call a room at the top of the house, just under the roof? Sometimes it's in the
up in the attic.
Okay. How about the room that you cook in?
That'd be the kitchen.
Okay. What do you call a little room off the kitchen where you store canned goods and extra dishes?
Well, that was